Okay, the scripture reading today is from Mark 13:31. Mark 13:31. A short verse, but powerful words. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Well, I have a friend who is an adult child of an alcoholic. He's my age, but that's a special subset of people, and he's been teaching me what that involves. But first of all, do you know what is generally understood to be true about adult children of alcoholics? What kind of issues they have? Yeah, there could be a tendency for them to be an alcoholic. But also, they tend to be control freaks because growing up, they never had that stability. And so in all their future life, they want to have everything just nailed down. So at least this is what he's been sharing with me. And he was in an airplane one time. Sitting next to a lady who he didn't know. And the plane encountered severe turbulence. Do you know what turbulence is, boys? What do you think it is, Nolan? Turbulence. It was a severe thunderstorm, and the plane was shaking. And his knuckles were white. Do you know what white knuckles are? And there was a lump in his throat. And he was panicking. I mean, if you've ever been in a plane where, and it drops sometimes. And when I say lump in your throat, that's exactly, it goes down and, you come up. The lady next to him, who he did not know, was sleeping, not only sleeping, but snoring. When they finally landed, this lady woke up. And he turned to her and said, "Ma'am, do you know that you almost slept through your own death?" And now she was awake and she heard what he said and she just laughed. And that shocked him even more. And do you know what she said after she laughed? She said, "I can't fly this plane." I can't fly this plane. Well, anyway, I was studying more about this business of this condition, the adult child of the alcoholic, and then I found out what, this is just a partial list, but it gives you an idea of what a control freak is. Spends excessive time organizing, dressing, planning. They would rather do it themselves, which leads them to being overcommitted, overworked. They micromanage. The kitchen has to be clean before they go to bed. Clutter causes them distress. They thrive on predictability. They're never satisfied. They can't relax. And their way is the only right way. I'd like to focus especially on this idea that they thrive on predictability and they don't like changes. Sometimes I wonder what our church services would be like if they didn't go as planned? Did you know that the people who thought Jesus was coming in 1844 actually thought he was coming in 1843, in the spring of that year? Or anyway, there was a delay during that time, and they were like kind of awash in uncertainty. And a man named Joseph Bates was giving the sermon. And a man named Samuel Snow came in from the back on horseback. This is quite a while ago. And people were excited about this new man that just showed up. And finally, his sister stood up and said, "Joseph Bates, would you mind sitting down? My brother has fresh meat for the congregation." So, if any of you feel impressed to take over, I'll sit down. But until you do, I'll just finish in a few more minutes here. Okay, so this business of not being used to changes, it's kind of odd because there is nothing permanent in our life except change. Sometimes when I'm walking with a lifestyle guest in the spring of the year, if there's a stream flowing, I'll ask them, "Could you step into that stream if you wanted to?" And they say, "Well, yeah, sure I could." "Could you do it again tomorrow, the same stream?" "Yeah, I could." "No, you can't." It's not the same stream anymore. The wheel of providence is like a bicycle wheel with spokes. And if you're at the top, remember that it's coming down. But if you're down, remember that it could come up again too for you. Haven't you seen this over and over again? Somebody was a leader, then he's disgraced. Then he becomes a leader again. He gets a second chance, something like that. There was a king years ago who wanted, he commanded his servants, just like King Nebuchadnezzar did, "You come up with something for me. I want you to come up with something that'll be true under all circumstances. A saying, some kind of quotation that would always be true." And they came back with this one: "This too shall pass." This too. Abraham Lincoln used it in his first inaugural address. And as he was thinking about it, he thought to himself, and I'd like to have you repeat this after me. I'll say it a couple times so you can get it, and then we'll say it together, okay? When he was musing on this idea of "this too shall pass," he thought, "How chastening in the hour of pride. How consoling in the depths of affliction. This too shall pass." So let's say it together now. How chastening in the hour of pride. Let's do that one together. How chastening in the hour of pride. How consoling in the depths of affliction. How consoling in the depths of affliction. When you survey the biographies of several of our favorite Bible characters, think of the pampered prince who became a fugitive, a shepherd, a mighty leader, Moses. Think of the beloved son, a slave, and also a ruler. Again, that wheel of providence coming around. What about Naomi? Wife, mother, two sons, widow, childless, desolate. And yet, she was happy in the end. But all of those characters, and we could name others, Daniel getting through his life, all of those characters had those changes done to them. But there are changes that only we can make. I think of that plaque that used to be in the Lifestyle Center. I don't think it's there anymore. At least I haven't noticed it. But on the wall it read, Lord, help us through the changes in our lives. In this book, The Ministry of Healing, this is another kind of a gem quote. Maybe you could do this one with me too. We are seldom altogether in all respects placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. Okay, just that part. Past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. What do we call that? A protocol? Is that the right word? And yet here it says that past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. Okay, well, now